Quaesium Fume pulled away from a crowded field in the 7th District special primary last night. He won just over 43% of Democratic votes to fill the late Elijah Cummings congressional seat. This paves the way for a win in the special general election on April 28th. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
The question is, the relevant question is, what we do to restore Baltimore to her greatness?
As I headed to Quaesium Fume's election watch party, that was the question on the mind of my Lyft driver. Reginald only shared his first name, but he was emphatic in his belief that Mfume was going to win big. There'd been no major public polling for this fast and crowded race. Experts had anticipated a close call, but Reginald, a lifelong Baltimorean, said Mfume stood apart.
His track record, his ethics, his moral upstanding, we can trust him. Even though we don't know much about him, we can trust him because everywhere you go, there are good things said about him.
His prediction was right.
Hey, they just called it. They just called it. They just called it. We just called it.
Mfume got more than twice as many votes as the candidates who came in second and third. Those candidates were Maya Rockymore Cummings, the late congressman's widow and former head of the state Democratic Party, and Jill P. Carter, a state senator representing Baltimore's 41st legislative district. Reginald and other voters say they were swayed by Mfume's experience in Congress. If he wins in April, which is highly likely, this will be his fifth term representing the region. Mfume himself drove that home during his victory speech.
Experience matters.
The former congressman left the 7th district seat in 1996 to head the NAACP. Mfume began his political career as a Baltimore City Councilman and rose to the ranks as chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. He positioned himself as someone equipped not to replace, but succeed Elijah Cummings.
You know, if you had to have heart surgery next week, and you could pick your own heart surgeon, I don't think you'd pick somebody right out of medical school. Yes.
Baltimore County Councilman Julian Jones said Mfume had to convince voters to bring him back after some years out of the political arena.
So when people say, can he come back? I said, hey, I know Quaesium, and the people in my community know Quaesium. They know if there's anyone that can come back, his life story is one of turning himself around and coming back.
But the votes had barely been counted by the time that Rockymore Cummings and Carter said they are ready for a rematch. That's because the special general election for the vacant seat is on the same day as the regular 2020 primary for the seat's next term, which will begin in 2021. A few miles away at the election watch party for Rockymore Cummings, she made clear it's not over.
So this February 4th,
the election is not the end. It's actually the beginning.
So Mfume, Rockymore Cummings, and Carter will be campaigning again for your regular primary vote in April. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.